Minutes past the hour of 9 o'clock at News Radio KMAN. Good morning. I'm Troy Coverdell in for Brandon Peoples. He's taking a little time to do a little extra work ahead of sitting in tonight on the USD 383 school board meeting. And so he will be there this evening, but it gives us the opportunity, as we do ahead of school board meetings, to sit down and talk about what's going on in the Manhattan-Ogden USD 383 school district. We're joined by Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed this morning. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Troy.
Off and running for a Wednesday morning. Let's just get a quick start. What's on your mind this morning?
Oh, you know, this morning I'm at a counting kids meeting, so I stepped out to make the radio call. You know, we're about a month into the school year. Seems to be going relatively well. There's always some bumps and bruises along the way, but I'm grateful for the team. Everybody's working hard. A lot of good things happening, but also a lot of areas to get better.
Sure, and that comes in a lot of areas. Really is a matter of growth as you go through a school year. One of the key issues, of course, tonight that will be up for discussion, and it will be lengthy discussion, I'm sure, is going to be pandemic response once again. And we're at that point where the board was to take up once again not only pandemic response, but specifically a potential mask mandate in the district, one that has been in place. It has been 5 weeks since initially putting that first one in place for this school year. What are you getting a feel for in the district right now as it pertains to pandemic response?
Yeah, and I think you hit it on the head, Troy. The pandemic response plan's been pretty good. The part that has issue or, you know, differences of opinion on are the mask policies. And we found the first few weeks that it being pretty effective with us reducing quarantines and where we are in the community now. The recommendation is going to be to continue that practice, but also continue to look at it month to month by the Board of Education.
That gives you a lot of flexibility in the aspect that bringing it back every month allows for really the best snapshot that you can get of the numbers, because you're looking at more than just a week or two trend.
Yeah, and we're looking at a lot of different things, you know, with the community where the doctors and the medical professionals in our community, they're giving Dr. Wade that advice along the way. You know, what's the capacity of the hospital, what's the capacity of the clinic, you know, where are they at on this, and how comfortable do they feel? Because they're sending their kids to school, too. And, you know, they've got skin in the game as well. So it's been a difficult decision because nobody wants to do it that way. I don't think anybody does, but we also want to reduce the number of kids in quarantine, if at all possible, when they're exposed.
You bring up quarantine, and one of the things that we've talked about on air here has been that there in Pottawatomie County are a number of schools that have been running what are essentially quarantine rooms, where if kids do come down with, or at least test positive, they're quarantined, but it keeps them in school because of that balance that you're trying to reach, especially with what legislators passed this past spring in regards to dealing with pandemic response and how schools can react. Is 383 considering quarantine rooms at all in that pandemic response?
No, we're not. I'm just going to be honest, and just because another school does something, I don't know if that means it's a good practice, but I don't want to criticize anybody else doing what they feel they need to do for their communities and their school districts.
No, and it wasn't a matter of criticism. I just was curious where we were in that discussion, if that would be something that 383 would consider at this point.
No, but I do think something new in the pandemic response plan that we've kind of worked through our medical advisory committee and got their support on is a test to return that possibly gives people students that are exposed an opportunity that after quarantine 6 days of getting tested, and it's a specific test. I'm trying to remember the letters, PCI. Does that sound familiar?
I think it's a PCR.
PCR test, thank
yep.
you. Mm-hmm. That if they've take that on the sixth day and they come back negative, that they can reduce their quarantine and start back to school the next day. So I think that's something new, that we're trying to shorten those quarantines by testing mid-quarantine and bringing kids back earlier.
As you look at where we sit with pandemic response and everything that has gone on up to this point in dealing with coronavirus and student experience and what your teachers go through and everything, as you look at that kind of in the rearview mirror right now, how pleased are you with where we sit in terms of being able to manage those things in the district? Or is it still a matter of taking things as they come as best you can and pick up pieces later?
Yeah, that's kind of a loaded question. I don't count it in the back rearview mirror. I see it in the rearview mirror. I see it in the front windshield and out both sides. You know, it's something that's kind of engulfing a lot of attention and energy. Everybody's tired. I'm really supportive of what we've done. I think we've truly done the best we could at the time we were making decisions. And I think we're taking a lot of input from people way smarter than us in medical areas. But I think we know when we had to reach out to get help, to get that advice. But as far as the system, I'm proud of my people. They've been working unbelievably hard. And right now we're incredibly shorthanded as well, which puts a lot of pressure on the people that are actually there. So quarantine complicates that. COVID has just taken everything and made it a lot harder for everyone. And that includes our families and our students. And I credit our families and our students an awful lot, too. They're working their tails off to get through this as well.
How much of a day, how much of your day or your fellow administrators' day is taken up dealing with coronavirus and the pandemic right now?
Oh, it's always on our mind. I think we always, I don't know if it's about time, but it's always a lens we have to think through. You know, it doesn't matter if it's just an out-of-town trip, we have to think through that lens. If it's an activity, we have to think through that lens. But to put a time period on it, I think that's pretty difficult to do. But, you know, a lot of the phone calls I deal with talk about that, or some of the staffing situations that I'm trying to work through with people. I would estimate probably 2-3 hours a day of my time spent doing that, for sure, or extra time.
It has definitely been a daunting challenge and continues to be that. Besides the discussion on masks tonight as part of the pandemic response going forward, what other adjustments or changes are in that mix tonight when giving advice to the board?
I think our plan's pretty similar outside of that test to return.
Okay, that's simple enough.
I think any other thing is relatively minor. We've been relatively successful with that. You know, we're a school district. We have, you know, over 7,000 people in our buildings on a daily basis. And we've kept the quarantines in the 40 range, you know, relatively consistently. And our attendance percentages have been pretty good. So I think we've shown success in that, where a lot of some other districts close to us and even smaller districts have heard triple figure quarantines for them.
It's an unbelievable challenge. There is no doubt about that. Again, Assistant Superintendent in District 383, Eric Reed, with us. As we continue on In Focus, we will touch on a few other topics from around the school district. But, of course, coronavirus has everyone's attention. Coming up in our second half hour, we'll be talking with Manhattan Christian College President Kevin Ingram. And we hope you'll stick around for that. But we continue with more with USD 383 Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed in a moment. Thanks for joining us this morning on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.